out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Talk about T for Two and Skippy, and so making notes about what are my fingerings that I tend to use on these two tunes, which go together because Skippy is written on the changes for T for Two. So the old tune, Thelonious Monk, that's 1956 with Oscar Pettiford and Art Blakey. They start with the verse, I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Far from the lights of the city. So Oscar Pettiford plays that verse, and then Monk comes in with these chords. So it's a slight reworking of that. This is a pickup, 2-3-4, 2-3-4. So this is a melody going D sharp, E, F, and then chords going B7, E7, A7. That gives you B7, E7 with the root in the top, A7 augmented with the sharp 5 in the top, up to a D7 with a sharp 11. And then the bass is basically going circle of fifths. So, starting on D7, G7, C7, F7, B flat 7, E flat 7, A flat major 7 here, because as the melody is a G. D flat 7, da, da, C7, F7, D flat 7, or no, B minor 7. So that's 2-5-1 there. At the very end of the cadence. So. I could play just the bass line, and the melody would sound something like. If I put in the inner voices, I'm going to get something like. To be something like D7 sharp 11, G7, C7 sharp 5, F9, B flat 13, E flat 9 or E flat 9 sus. Here I'm playing E flat major 7 with like a 6 and a 9 in it because I like the sound. D flat 7 sharp 11, C7 sharp 5, F9. Flat minor 7. I'm playing like a D flat triad and then like a D flat diminished, like with the bass. Oops. It's a little tricky. Certainly don't have to do that. You do it easier like that, but it's kind of nice. G7, and then the whole thing goes up a major third. It's a little gnarly there, so it starts on G flat. F to E to A, D to G to C to F to B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat, B, D, A. So, with the melody. And then with the inner voices, you're gonna get, now he doesn't do this, the third in the melody, he does a flat three, I believe, just to stick with the regular melody. Even though on the first time he goes, pretty sure, but on this, on when he goes to the B section, you end up getting what sounds like a G flat half diminished, but it kind of has a third in it as well. In my mind, it has that because they're all dominants. So G flat 7, sharp 9, sharp 11, F 7, sharp 11. This is like a E. 7 sharp 5, then you play the 11th. A9, D13, G9 sus, C major 9. You can do this. This is weird. same finger. I don't know why. I guess I kind of let you go. I'm playing the root, third, and the ninth of the B-flat 7 chord. You know what, though? This may be easier. The thumb. Or maybe even. This is kind of nice because you get to keep these here. You just go. Yeah, let's do that. It's like a B flat, D and C. The second, third, fourth finger. A with the first finger. E flat, D flat, C flat. Or A, I guess B natural. Because the E flat augmented. Sharp 11. Now here, if you keep this going down, you get double of the melody. So that's not really necessary, and it's also really hard. Just like to go. So I think I just leave the bass, just leave it as two voices, with bass and the melody, like. Down to G flat 7, B 7, E 7, A 7. So that little sequence there is like a. I'm gonna try and remember to play like this. Yeah. So from the kind of the B section, it goes. Flat minor chord up here with a C in the bass, like an F7, and then you got so the old melody. Yeah, however you play it, you know, that's kind of the melody. It's high to get the voicings. It's like a lot of this kind of stuff. You'd have to go. I guess you could do that, but I kind of took it from how Monk does Skippy, which is kind of a crunched up voicing. I take it down the octave. It down here. So you get either when you go. And the top, we combine with these descending chromatic. Those are descending from D flat and then from B. So you get a flat 9. 7, flat 9, 7, natural 9, 7, natural 9, 7th, with a 11th on top, and 7th, sharp 11, so. Then you get 7th, natural 9, 7th, natural 9, 7th at the 11th, natural 9, and then like a sus. So the whole tune is going to sound something like after the verse. So Skippy is a little faster, diddy up up, but not super fast, but still, I guess we're diddy up up, so the little tag. I'm playing a triple with the pick there, a little diddle it, diddle it. It's a good little practice. Down, oh wait, yeah, down, up, down, down, up, down, 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 up, down, up. It's good exercise. So that's the first phrase. So this is like a kind of like an A minor 6 with a B in it. Pull off. Picked. This is kind of like. A flat minor major 7th. So like, that's D flat minor 6. I'm just talking about how I remember the line in chunks. So this is kind of like, this to me sounds like E flat 7. Even with the 11th on top there, kind of monk thing. That's an A natural, so that's like an A7. So this is kind of the outline of the melody as chords. A minor 6, A flat minor major 7. D flat minor 6, E flat 7, B flat 7 with an 11. That's just one note, but I hear that it's A7. This melody is mostly taken from the Steve Cardenas, Don Sickler book, where they had a lot of the scores for these tunes, and so had very accurate stuff on them. Now Monk plays this on the record from 1952 with Max Roach and a larger group. He plays it by himself, and then the horns jump in on the last bit. I don't know if that was because nobody wanted to learn it or whatever. Certainly not a very easy melody, but. That's the way to get to A flat. I guess I'm going. Because I'm using this kind of shape. I want to get that turn. Back to D flat. I'm going to do kind of a repeat. That was from the last line. That's D flat minor 6. That's an E flat 7. Back to B flat 7. Yeah, like doing A kind of. Well, the only difference is instead of. The second time it's a C sharp, first time it's an A natural. So. Sloppy. So this is probably easier to play here. But in twos. But I don't know. I guess because I'm aiming for the C as an accent. That's a good way to practice it. Then you put the tail. So it was like 1, 2, 3, 4. Just the same thing down a whole step. Then you got, it's pretty simple. Descending tritones. Up a whole step. Why this all works in the chords is a whole other video, so I'm not really going to get into that. I'm just showing the fingering for the way I play the melody. So, you do it. Now I'm playing the whole melody pretty low on the guitar. I just like, because I was playing it solo, if I play the whole thing up an octave, it sounds quite thin. And when I play it down here, at least it feels like it has a little more presence to it. But I don't have good fingers for those yet. And so we got. So we got back to this D flat minor sound, F sharp minor, minor six sound. It's kind of like a diminished. To me, that sounds like E flat seven. Which makes sense because it's going to D. Mm. This is kind of like a, then that D diminished is kind of like a B flat 7. So kind of. So the. So that's the. That's the last two bars of the kind of the B section. After it goes. Leading back in. Back to the line from the top. Little tag. I like to put these whole steps in there. E flat A B. Now all the way down to first position. and so on. So it's kind of the same change as the T for two. There's a couple things, including that ending is a little different, but they're related for sure. And so the whole melody, I'll play it a little under tempo. It's like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. That wasn't so good. So that's that. Let's practice, repeat, speed it up, and I'll hopefully do a better version of it on a video that accompanies this thing. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more, but in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.